I remember his coach, Red Berenson, was describing him as a throwback.
Well, Red coached him for 1 year.
Okay.
So my dad coached him for like 8.
Okay.
So I'll let my dad take a little bit more credit than Red will.
What would your dad describe him as?
Just like I just did, physical, moves the puck really well. When he's playing his best, he's skating, he's up in the rush, and then just really hard to play against in our own zone.
He's kind of old school, though, in some ways, isn't he?
How so?
Well, I don't know what Red Berenson meant by a throwback, but old school approach. Not a new for his age. He seems like an old guy, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I see that in him. I don't know. I think the new NHL defenseman is all about skating and being hard to play against in your own zone, having a good stick, and being able to make plays offensively, and that's kind of his game, I think.
He's not on Twitter, I guess. Put it that way. Or is
yeah, he is.
Oh, is he?
He's on Twitter.
Okay.
He's on Instagram. He's on Snapchat. He's on everything.
Okay.
He maybe just hides it from you guys.
Yeah. You mentioned the expansion draft and all that. If someone had told you that you two were going to meet in the West Final, it would be crazy as that.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it. Yeah, I mean, even... You know, we were saying that, like, after we beat Nashville in Game 7, you know, Winnipeg versus Vegas, just like everyone predicted.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means that we don't really know anything, and you guys don't know anything either, so.
Exactly, yeah.
Chris, how much conversation has there been, like, family-wise, for you and Jacob to be going through this together after all of this?
I don't know if we talk about it too much, just like, well, I guess we did make a comment before, I think it was Game 6 at home, we're like, come a long way since CompuWare. I guess we're just trying to enjoy the moment right now. I'm sure, you know, when we're older, we'll look back and, you know, reminisce a little bit more than we are right now, but trying to stay in the moment right now and, you know, enjoy each day that comes to us.
So how much time do you guys spend together now still away from the rink?
Well, we used to room together. We don't do that anymore. I was on the road. We pretty much have dinner, you know, every night that we can. You know, our families are pretty good about traveling and stuff, so, like, a lot of times they'll have family in or my family will be in, and but we still spend enough time together to get on each other's nerves a little bit, for sure.
Take us back to when you're 10. Are you saying we're going to play in the Stanley Cup Finals someday?
No. I mean, I don't know. At that point, I was only worried about, you know, playing at Michigan, and, I mean, even at 10, I guess I was worried about, you know, making the team the next year, even though my dad was the coach. I thought he was going to cut me at some point, but... no, it was, you know, it was never just like a, you know, one goal in mind. You know, we each played so many sports that it was just kind of enjoying each day as it comes and, you know, working hard and pushing each other. And, you know, we were lucky to be on a good enough team where we had so many talented guys that ended up pushing each other, you know, and playing against great competition that, I don't know, it just kind of ended up happening that way. But I wouldn't say we were sitting in our rooms, you know, or we're going to play in the Stanley Cup final or Stanley Cup Western Conference Finals together, you know.
Ever look at each other now, though, and think back to the old days?
We were sharing youth hockey stories the other day. But right now, I think it's all about staying in the moment, for sure.
One thing about Andrew, what are the biggest differences from why this team is so much better now than it was even a year ago with so many of the same players?
Well, I think getting healthy was huge. I think having Myers specifically back has been big for us. I mean, Kelly has taken a huge step forward this year. I guess all our youth has taken a step forward. Our special teams have been a lot better. So once you get that confidence and belief, you know, it can be, you know, it's contagious in the room. It's cyclical, you know, in a lot of different parts of your game. Even, you know, if we have one part of our game that's not working so well, you know, if our other parts are working, it kind of shows that it doesn't show as a weakness, really. So, yeah, we got that confidence and that belief, and I think that's, you know, kind of what's kept us moving forward here.
And based on last night, how do you have the sense of maybe where the spots to operate offensively might be different in this series than they were against Nashville?
Well, actually, down low, they're pretty similar. You know, their wings sit pretty high on our points, and it's a lot of one-on-one down low. So, different style of defense, though. I mean, they got probably three guys that are up in the rush a lot and three, you know, heavy, you know, more stay-at-home guys. So, kind of knowing who you're out against, and but you know, we're worried about the other team, but it's a lot about, you know, how we play and getting back to our game, and you know, worrying about ourselves.
And for you as a group, how much did it change when Stastny accepted the deal to come here?
Yeah.
Change the room and change the way you guys play too.
Yeah, I think it just added to, you know, how we play our game. You know, he's been so good, offensive, defensively, in the locker room. You know, being a pro in terms of taking care of his body and everything. So, yeah, he's been a great addition to our room, and it's really helped, I think, Ehlers and Lion A, you know, raise their level after the trade deadline for sure.
Your assessment on the level of importance on game two now tomorrow?
Huge. I think, you know, we don't really want to be heading to Vegas 1-1 for sure, especially after, you know, we felt like we had a good game last night, but it doesn't really mean anything if we come out and lay an egg tomorrow. So, you know, taking each day as it comes, and we got to be sharp because we know that they're going to make a push, especially early in game two.
There were spots in the game where maybe you got a little loose in your own zone. That's going to happen from their push, but did you feel that you were never not in control of that game last night?
Yeah, especially from the start. You know, when you get up 2-3-0, you know, you feel in control of the game. Even, you know, they got that that one in late in the first, you know, it's 3-1, you still feel pretty in control of the game. So I think having that fast start, you know, gives us that sense of control of the game, and we never felt like, you know, we were on our heels too much, and it was getting out of hand at any point. So you know, another quick start's gonna be really important tomorrow.
Was there a regular season feel to this thing the other night? Because you didn't have a whole lot of time between games. It was almost like you were preparing for game 66 to 67.
It was a little different. Not a lot of prep time for them specifically, but I don't think anything feels too much like a regular season right now with how much is riding on each game and each shift. So, a little bit in terms of, you know, going from Nashville and coming back home and then all of a sudden playing Vegas. But other than that, I think once the game got going, we had that playoff feel.
How close was that, or not, to your best game of the playoffs as a team?
Game one or game seven?
Game one.
Oh, game seven was probably our best, you know, most complete. But I don't know. We always feel like we got, you know, levels to our game that we can keep raising. So, we're worried about how fast and how good we can play, and we feel that, you know, if we play our game, we're going to be tough to beat.
Marcius says that it's the game two is almost a must-win game for the Vegas Golden Knights. Is it too early to say that?
No, I mean, it's a long series, but it's a quick series too. You know, you find yourself in a 2-0 hole, and you know, they'd be going back home, and you know, they've been great at home, so that'll give them some confidence. But I mean, you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball. So, you know, we're trying to stay ahead of it right now for sure. And we know they're going to come out with a really fast start in game two. So we got to be able to match that for sure.